Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Sam Petijatovic is a VSiN host living the dream in Lost Wages, Nevada. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Hey, Sam.
Gentlemen, good morning. I actually put myself in a self-imposed timeout for the first time. We lost both of our games, although I had the Patriots -3.5. They're up 24-9 at the half. Felt good about that. And I had the Bears under 42 at 7-0 at the half. These things happen, but I'm not happy about it.
No, you know, that Bears game was truly bizarre.
It was drunk. That game was drunk.
A lot of people lost a lot of money.
And you know, I'm just gonna say it was the heat. Everybody melted down, and all the points started coming. What does that do to the NFC North? I mean, we had talked before about the Bears starting to make a move and the Sharps digging them, but boy, the NFC North is just about as wide open as we've seen a division, and even Detroit is still in for a look.
Yeah, I mean, these things change every single week. They're very volatile. Last week, the Bears were pretty much co-favorites with Minnesota. Minnesota was +150. Chicago was +160. Vikings look good. Bears look bad. So now the Vikings are still favored. They're +125, so 100 wins, you 125. Bears and Packers on the two line now. They're co-second favorites at +250, and then the Lions are 9-1. These things change, though, every single week, and I'll tell you what. If the Vikings lose to the Jets and the Bears beat the Patriots, the Bears might be favored. So you can always kind of find good times to buy and sell in these divisional odds. But right now, the Bears on the two line with the Packers, +250.
How about this week against the Patriots, Sam? Is it closer than you thought? What are you thinking?
I made the number 4. David, I thought the Patriots would be favored by 4. Westgate opened it up at 3. We did see some 3.5, but I'll tell you what. 3 is the biggest key number in football because, as we know, it's a field goal. This line has moved from New England -3.5 on the road. We're now seeing some 2.5. And to go from 3.5 through a key number of 3 down to 2.5, that tells you one thing. There's some serious money on the Bears. We're not talking $50, $100 bets. You're seeing $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 bets globally and in Vegas on Chicago. They took the 3.5 and they took the 3. And seriously, that's a big position. When you move from 3 to 2.5 and you cross through the 3 like that, somebody somewhere really likes Chicago in this spot. I don't know if I agree with the move, but there is some big-time cash this weekend on Chicago. And we don't even know, guys. I mean, I keep hearing that Khalil Mack is day-to-day. I don't even know if he's playing or not, but that is not stopping the markets from betting on Chicago at home.
Well, you know, they've been good at home. And I really do believe, Sam, that you could, if you wanted to, you could talk yourself into the idea that they wilted in that heat down there and still had a look. Again, maybe too confidently had a look at a 53-yard field goal to win the game, but I think that might have been one of those games, especially with Osweiler in and the, you know, Tannehill a late scratch, where it just made no sense that they lost that game. So you start looking for excuses.
Well, if you do like the Bears, you might want to do it now. You might want to take the 3 while you still can, because you may look up Sunday morning and you may see some 2.5. You need every half point you can get against Tom Brady. I look at it the other way, and this might not make the listeners happy, but the Bears have beaten Seattle, Arizona, and Tampa Bay. They haven't played many good quarterbacks. The one they did beat, Aaron Rodgers, they knocked him out at half. He came back. He rallied him through. They did beat Russell Wilson with a really bad offensive line. But if you can't get off the field on third down, third and 3, third and 4, Tom Brady is going to carve you to death. You got to get off the field on third down. And that offense, we talked about it last week, they're getting better and better and better. I don't think New England loses more than one game the rest of the year. So you got to bring it defensively, and you got to get off the field on third down, and you're in for a long day.
Sam, if you still got your mail in Chicago, they'd be calling you a hater.
Yes.
Yes. So, okay, let's go to college football. LSU getting a lot of love. They are a very good team, especially when at home.
Well, you know, you look at it, though, and they've completely flipped roles, David. Last week, they were the undervalued, unwanted underdog. They were +7 against Georgia. Georgia was going to come in and they were going to beat LSU. They were going to crush them, right? Wrong. Now LSU wins, but now the role has reversed. You go from a 7-point home dog, now you're almost a 7-point home favorite, and the narrative changes. And now there are 85% of every, 85 of 100 people walk up to the window. They're betting on LSU, and now you got to win by pretty much 7 to cover the spread. 6.5 here at home, not to mention you just beat number 2 Georgia, and this is, believe it or not, a sandwich spot because you play number 1 Alabama next week. So you're in a pretty tough spot as far as college football goes. I think the Tigers can win this game, but Mississippi State, they pack a punch. They can run the football. They just shredded Auburn for like 300 yards on the ground. I think it's a bad spot. I would look out. I think it's a landmine spot for LSU. I do not feel good about laying 6.5. When they're getting points at home, that's one thing. But now when you're laying almost a touchdown, I'm staying far away from LSU this weekend.
Who are you? Who do you like in college?
Love Purdue. Purdue's going to get up and down the field on Ohio State. We picked Purdue a couple times on your guys' show. This is total pros against Joes. You're seeing about 85% of the bets on Ohio State. Line opened at 14, and now it's starting to come down. There are a couple 13s around. You can still get a 13.5 at a couple places. You're looking at a team that can get up and down the field. And Ohio State, they can score. They've got the talent, but they let Indiana hang around. They've let Minnesota hang around. And Jeff Brown, gentlemen, we'll look back in a couple years. He'll be at Ohio State if Urban Meyer leaves. He'll be at USC. This is an offensive guru. He knows how to put points on the board, and that's all you have to do here. You don't need to get stops. You need to get points. And I think Purdue getting 13 or 13.5 is a great pick. That's one of my two favorites this weekend.
I think it's a good call on Jeff Brom. I think he's an outstanding head coach and great offensive mind. Any other recommendations in the NFL, Sam?
Yeah, I'm going to buy into this hype here. People are betting on Chicago. Went from 3.5 to 2.5. That makes the line way more doable on the Patriots to win the game. It went from minus 170. Now you can only lay 145. So I only need to lay 145 to win 100 on the Patriots. I'm sorry, man. I'm taking Tom Brady against Mitch Trubisky. I'm taking Bill Belichick against Mitch Trubisky.
You are a hater.
All I have to do is win the game, and that's what it's about. Patriots 21, Bears 20. I think the Bears might cover, but I don't think they're going to beat Tom Brady. I'm sorry.
You know, it's interesting, and we'll let you go, Sam, but the Chiefs came out of that game. I hear people talking about them with more respect, even though they lost that game because they put 40 up on Belichick, and yet they might be like
it was
as
a good
bad
loss.
A defense. How is there such a thing as a good loss? How did the Chiefs come out of that thing?
That was a good loss. I mean, the kid keeps getting better and better.
Yes, he
went throw for throw with Tom Brady and Foxborough on Sunday night, and now that's the only team in the NFL that's covered every single game. They've played six games. They've made you money in all six. But on the other side of that, you're starting to talk about some inflation. Think back to the 07 Patriots. When they started off, they won their first nine games. They end up finishing undefeated in the regular season. They didn't cover more than two spreads in the second half of the season because linemakers have to kick that lineup. Rather than make it four, now you got to make it six. Rather than eight, now it's 10. So you pay a premium. It's like when you walk into a gas station. Are you going to spend $3.25 a gallon or are you going to spend $3.45? You're going to go to the $3.25 because it's cheaper. You're not going to pay any cheap prices going forward on the Chiefs here. This line is six. It's Sunday night. And if you wait around and you like the dog here, the Bengals on Sunday night, you might get 6.5 or seven on kickoff because everybody's going to bet the Chiefs on Sunday. And when they get to Sunday night and they look at where they're at from Sunday morning to Sunday afternoon, they're going to go, Chiefs only minus six. I like it. And they're going to bet it. So you always want to wait out on teams like that because you get value on the other side.
Great stuff, Sam. Thank you, buddy.
Good stuff, Sam.
We appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.